Southern Oregon Public Television, SOPTV, is embracing the public TV mission to help inform and educate in a new way. SOPTV is rolling out the PBS Teacher Community Program to provide support to teachers in the Rogue Valley and beyond. The teachers will get opportunities for training and skill sharpening. Ben Garcia is the recently hired SOPTV Teacher Ambassador. He's sitting across the table from me. Ben, good to see you.
Good morning. Good to see you again.
And Larry Conley is here as well. He's a retired teacher from Phoenix High School, and he'll be the keynote speaker at a teacher summit for this program on October 14th. Larry, good to see you.
Thank you very much.
Ben, tell us a bit about the initiative. Is this something lots of PBS stations do?
This is a new program. It's a pilot program that's been funded for 2.5 years. There are 5 pilot stations. Southern Oregon Public Television is one of those stations. And the whole idea of the program is to serve rural teachers in rural areas to help improve their practice.
And so since it is rural, I mean, is it the assumption that the teachers in urban areas have slightly better opportunities for training and practice?
I believe so. What we're finding out is that teachers in Southern Oregon actually have a lot of great PD offered to them by their school districts. We want to be a supplement to that PD, and we're a lot more flexible in the sense that I can go to a teacher's classroom before, during, or after school and provide them tailored PD.
PD being professional development?
That's correct. Thank you.
So, Larry, tell us about professional development. Teachers do seem to get a lot of training and in-service days already, don't they?
I believe they do. I think we can do a lot more just with the interaction between teachers and talking with students. I think we need to listen to our students more. I think that was what I tried to do with my classrooms every day.
And so, I mean, does it help to get the instruction from fellow teachers to sort of do note comparison?
Oh, yes, for sure. I remember many of the end services I attended and how I was inspired by the ideas of other teachers that I used from then on for years to come. I used those ideas for sure.
What appeals to you about this program, though, the PBS Teacher Community Program?
I love the fact that we can support each other, and what I would like to offer is helping teachers realize how much they matter, and when the teachers realize how much they matter, they can convey that to their students. Because in the end, that's what kids need to know, that they really matter, that their opinions matter, that their feelings matter, because at the end of the day, as I found out in communicating with students from my past, is that they don't necessarily remember what teachers taught specifically, but they certainly remember the way that the teachers made them feel.
So you bring something more than just conveying information here.
Yes, I want to bring a real heart to the classroom and to the teacher, and realize it's how you make that student feel the first day he walks into your classroom. Or his or her classroom, they realize there's something special going on here, and there's a real connection there, a commitment to make life come alive for that student, and so they can realize their dreams. As Thoreau said, go confidently in the direction of your dreams and live the life you imagined.
So teachers not only have to be smart, but they have to be fast, it sounds like, fast at being able to assess what a student needs and how to reach them.
Yes, I always said that teaching was like playing tennis with 25 people on the other side of the net. You have to be aware of everything going on, and you have to be aware of the feelings that these kids come into the classroom with every day.
How hard can that be over the course of a long day with maybe 150 students or more?
It's terribly invigorating. It's a real adrenaline rush. And I remember walking to my truck every day. Of course, I was met by students when I drove into the parking lot in the morning, and I was escorted out to my truck in the afternoon. And it was such a high, I figured that I would never experience that again. And yet the next day, it would happen all over again. And that's what I want to teachers, especially beginning teachers, to realize, is that you can avoid the burnout. The more you put into it, the more you get out of it.
Avoid the burnout. That's a big one, because there's a lot of gaps. I mean, we're actually in a bit of a teacher shortage at the moment, aren't we, Larry?
We probably are, because teachers do fall by the wayside because they do get burned out. It is an overwhelming job. They have to realize every day, and every day they get up, they have to tell themselves how much they do matter and how much they can bring to a child's life.
Larry Connolly, again, a retired teacher from Phoenix High School, will be the keynote speaker at the October 14th PBS Teacher Summit, part of the new PBS Teacher Community Program offered by SOPTV. A lot of acronyms in here, but that's Southern Oregon Public Television. Ben Garcia is the teacher ambassador for the program, also in the studio with me. You can join the conversation on the exchange. What inspired you? What teacher really got through to you? And do you even remember the subject matter, as Larry says? What was it that got through to you? I want to hear those stories from you and talk about how we can help teachers be better teachers. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So for you, Ben Garcia, this is a great title, teacher ambassador. What skills do you bring to the table, and what will you do as the teacher ambassador?
I'm a veteran teacher, but I must disclose right off the bat, Larry was my 11th grade English teacher, and his work informed my life. Larry and a few other teachers were directly responsible for inspiring me to go to college, and I studied literature probably because Larry inspired me very much in that area. And if it wasn't for teachers like Larry, I'd probably still be here in the Valley working, some low-level job. My parents never went to college. Actually, my dad in Mexico finished the eighth grade before he immigrated here. And my mom finished the ninth grade here at Ashland High School. And they never talked to us about going to school, about college. And on a deeper level, they never talked to us about the heart that exists in literature or science, and Larry really brought that out in his class. So thank you, Larry.
He woke something up in you.
Yes, very much so, which is why I invited Larry to be the keynote speaker at the Teacher Summit on October 14th at Central Medford High School. And I really hope that teachers come out in droves to hear him speak, because as you've probably already noticed, he's a very inspirational speaker.
He catches fire pretty fast, certainly. So tell us about the things that you'll be doing to help coordinate the teachers. I mean, have you called every teacher in the three main counties that SOPTV serves, for example?
I'm about to. We sent out a flyer at the beginning of this week, which PBS National helped us develop. And the registration has been open for about a week and a half now. And we have six people registered. I probably shouldn't say that on the radio. And our hope is to get at least 50. So I think next week I'm going to be going into schools with flyers, and we've already emailed all the administrators and principals, and of course I've emailed every teacher that I've been in contact with, and I was lucky enough to get on one listserv thanks to an amazing educator named Charlie Bauer in the Medford School District, and also Michelle Sundell has been an amazing help in the Medford School District. Big thanks to those two. So next week I will be hitting the hallways.
So after the teacher summit, this is a gathering probably just to get people introduced to the program?
That's right. And also, PBS will be flying in national trainers. John Sessler, an amazing PBS national employee who went to Harvard and has had an amazing educational career. He's going to be leading a session called the Question Formulation Technique Session. And Michelle Blanchett, equally an amazing educator, has done a lot of amazing things, will be leading a session called Teacher Hack, and then we will also have an Ed Camp, which will be teacher-led. So it's going to be a very exciting day-long series of workshops.
So once you get beyond the summit, what are the things that you do to follow up? What things are available to teachers? What kinds of programs can they access if they sign up for this?
Well, as I mentioned before, the Teacher Community Program is a teacher-centered, mm-hmm. teacher-driven process. And it's really up to each individual teacher what they want to take out of their collaboration with Southern Oregon Public Television's teacher community program. And I'm working with seven educators right now, and I've been working with them since last May. And collaboration has looked different for every single one. Some teachers want to work on curriculum development. One really special teacher is playing and experimenting with PBS Learning Media, which is our primary platform, and she's having a lot of fun with the interactive lesson builder tool. And that's where, for me, where it really comes alive once you start bringing the curriculum into a digital space.
So Larry, you'll be the keynote speaker at this Teacher Summit on October 14th. What do you want to say? What's the biggest thing you want to convey to the people listening to you?
I want them first to realize that I'm not any specialist here. I'm a teacher, and like I say, once a teacher, always a teacher. I want them to realize that no matter what you're teaching, you can grab a hold of a student's mind and get them to focus on why this education is so important for them and how they have to be an integral part of it, and they have to learn how to take from it and see how they're going to apply this to their lives and take them into the future that they want for themselves.
What would you say is the single thing that any teacher most wants in order to get better? And it might just be something as simple as time.
Time would certainly help.
I mean, when you talk to teachers and they say, boy, I wish I was better at this, what's the this they usually mention?
I think they want to feel like the student is really benefiting from their class, and that the student is feeling that what the teacher is doing is relevant, that they're going to take this with them for the rest of their lives. That's what I talk to ex-students. They're always telling me how they remember what happened in the classroom, what we discussed, and how they realize it comes up later in their lives, and they realize then. Sometimes they don't realize it in the moment, but later they'll come back and say, I remember how this lesson affected me and how I moved on.
Ben Garcia.
And if I may interject, we were out in the lobby listening to the last section, and we had a conversation about the future of education. And Larry and I discussed that a teacher will never exit the classroom. They'll always be a part of the equation. As education moves online and into a technological realm, the teacher will be freed up to be the guide on the side instead of being the sage on the stage. But that sage-like wisdom that teachers like Larry has will always be important to qualify that information that students are ingesting and to help them wrestle with that information.
I always wanted to step out of the realm. I would put my students in a circle, and I would want to be only a part of that group. I wanted them to realize this was their class. This was their opportunity for them to exchange with each other. I was merely the catalyst that threw out the ideas and got the kids to correspond with each other, and they're the ones that created the class.
Grab the headphones. We have some calls. We're talking to Larry Conley, a retired English teacher from Phoenix High School. Ben Garcia is the Southern Oregon Public TV Teacher Ambassador. We're talking about the PBS Teacher Community Program. Here's Carol in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Ben and Larry.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Morning. Good morning.
Well, I just wanted to make a quick comment. I was raised in the Medford School District back when they had one high school. And I have, if I may really quickly, I had some very incredible teachers from the fourth grade in Rouge, Mr. Hunneman, who started me off in violin. He actually was so dedicated, he built concert violin cases by hand for his students. And then moving on to Jefferson Elementary, Della Weber, both of these folks have both since passed on. But back in the days when penmanship was important and we had to pass penmanship class in fifth and sixth grade to move on, she was a beautiful woman inside and out, and she was so inspirational to everyone and encouraging. And then Mr. Gary Blair, and I think he's still in the Valley, he was a debate coach when at mid-high school, started us off, and I think I credit him and so do my sisters with our ability to be successful in business and not be afraid to speak to anyone in any situation. And then finally, Mr. John Drysdale, and I believe he's still in the Valley also. He was our orchestra director at the senior high school and provided opportunities for us to be able, first and second chairs in each section, to be able to play with the Rogue Valley Symphony while we were in high school. And these are the types of folks that are, if we could see them again, and we have visited with some of them, gone back to tell them how valuable they have been in our life going forward. So I just wanted to make mention. And that's just a small handful of the total number of teachers that we have had
That's great, Carol. Thanks for sharing the stories of the people who inspired you. It's really good to know about teachers who are really stuck with you later in life. So, Ben Garcia, you're trying to make teachers like that, or at least get people to move into a bigger zone of being good teachers through the PBS Teacher Community Program. Does it cost them anything?
Not at all. It's absolutely free. And I'd like to add that every single teacher that I've met is a good teacher. I wasn't
implying that they're not good already, but this they can get it to another level, perhaps.
Right. And could you repeat the question? I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
If there are any obligations or cost to the teachers, the answer is no. And is there a programming component for you at SOPTV? Is there some program you get out of it to put on the air?
The goal wasn't necessarily for SOPTV to garner any kind of programming out of the undertaking. But we will be taking photos and videos, hopefully, and turning those into promos and interstitials relating to what the teacher community program is doing in the community. I see myself fighting many problems. Teacher burnout was mentioned earlier. Nationwide, it's 50% of teachers do not come back to the field after 5 years, and here locally, it's 40%, which is better. But I see myself serving many roles. One of those is trying to be more like Larry, trying to bring some heart to my work. It's a deep empathy for the teachers that I work with and pushing them in a positive direction. Because when I was a teacher, I remember there were many days where I was down, and it would have been nice to have someone around to cheer me up and push me on and maybe help me pursue that dream, that big goal I always wanted to complete in my classroom. For me, it was bringing my curriculum totally online. For another teacher, it might be exploring a new type of behavior management technique.
Lots of chances for teachers to get some boost, a booster shot of sorts, a little goose in the juice or something to keep going. That's the PBS Teacher Community Program. Ben Garcia is the teacher ambassador at Southern Oregon Public TV. Larry Conley, a retired teacher, speaking at the Teacher Summit on October 14th at Central High School and Central Medford High School. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.